Welcome to Shomach Shova and the Daf Share, sponsored by Nishmas Aram B'Yakov Shom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding in Bo Metzio Daf Tetzayin. The Gemara towards the end of Mud Aleph brings a question that was asked. And the Gemara brings a Mando Amar, either it's Rab Abba Bar Zavdo or Rab Yosef that said, Zu Eino Tzricho Lifnim. Don't bring the question to Beis HaMedrash. Rashi brings two explanations. Either the question is not a question, or it's a question that no one can answer. So said Ravo, and in the second gear, so Abaye, Zu Tzricho Lifnim VeLifnai Lifnim. You should bring it to Beis HaMedrash, and it should be discussed in Beis HaMedrash. What is the lashon of Lifnim VeLifnai Lifnim? So the Ben Yoyada over here gives us an explanation. He starts by saying that there's two parts of Torah. There's the gears of Torah, what we call it a pkiyas, and that's one way of Torah. And then there's the iyun of Torah, which that has a few stages of the process. And we'll start how the Ben Yoyada goes on later when he explains the idea that he's going to say now about the three stages of the process of iyun. In Parshas Kisiso, and also Parshas Vayakel, it says that Kadosh Baruch Hu says about Bezalel, Ve'emala oto ruach Elokim bechochmo betvuno uvedas uvechol melocho. Here is the source of the three stages, three nekudas that you have, and what's called the moichin, the machshava of Adam. Chochmo, bino, and das. Bino and tvuno are interchangeable for this purpose, and you have das. So Rashi says, what is chochmo? Masha Adam shemeya dvoim me'acheirim v'lamit. That's stage one when you learn something. Tvuna or bina is mevin dava miliboy mitoch dvarim shelamad. After a person learns something, he's able to extract from that another understanding, which is his own understanding. And then stage three, Rashi says bedas ruach hakodesh. And this, as I heard from my Rebbe Ramiya Shapir Zitzel, what does Rashi mean to say bedas ruach hakodesh? What das really means is how a person takes a concept that he knows and connects it into himself. It becomes part of who he is. Because das is a lashon of chibur, v'odom yodo is chavo. So das is a connection. When a concept that a person knows becomes connected to who he is, that's called das. That's what Rashi says, das is ruach hakodesh. As opposed to, for example, nevuah. Nevuah is a person who hears a voice from above. But Ruach HaKodesh is when it's part of who he is. It's mechubar, it's connected to him. So the three stages of knowledge is, number one is a person hears something. Number two is he takes that and is able to extract and understand it. Bina, Lashon Lahavim. And then it becomes part of who he is. Says the Ben Yoyada, when you learn something B'iyuin, there's also three stages which are connected to these three things. One is to just understand the Havana of everything that you learn. What does it mean? That's connected to Chochmah. You hear something. What does this mean? How do I understand basic, what's the meaning of this concept that we're learning? Stage two is when you do Lohovin Dover Mitech Dover, to be Medame Milso Lemilso, to go and bring out from what you learn something new. That's Lashon Bino, that's extract something new. And stage three, says Ibn Yoyodo, is Inyan Charifus Upilpul Shistach Bezeh HaAlocha. And he goes on to say that a person takes his understanding and he does with it a machlekes. He does a milchomo, tachsis milchemes melochim. And you go back and forth when you try to come and establish that your understanding. That has to do with the das, when it becomes part of who you are. This is not just time and idea, but you have to fight for it. That's what defines you. And that's the process of learning. First, just getting the idea of what it is. Second, really understanding and going to the depths of it. And number three, that becomes who you are. You fight for it. And he goes on to say a few remozim based on that, ayin sham. Bazok de ben yoyoto. That's what it means here in the Gemara. When the Gemara says, lifnim ve'lifnai lifnim, it means it needs to go into Beis HaMedrash. It needs to go through the process of iyun. Don't just say, don't let it go into Beis HaMedrash. It's either too hard or too easy. It's not going into the process of iyun. And here, by the way, it's interesting. The Rashi says two explanations which are exactly opposite from each other. Kod de ben yoyod means, in order for something to go into the learning, it needs to be something which a person can understand, comprehend, and become part of who he is. If it's either too hard or too easy, it doesn't become part of it. The Gemara comes to say here This shaila, this tshuva that we're asking, should go into Beis Medrash, should be discussed, should go through the three stages of learning. And that's what it means, lifnim, velifnai, lifnim. Three pnims connected to three stages of learning, which are connected to three different stages of knowledge, which are all interior in the moyach of the Adam. The marikoymus of the shir, or in the attached source sheet, kedai to see it inside. And anyone who wants to join the Shomachshova email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.